Okay. So up to Siman Tzarivah, right? So we have two more Simonim. Basically, I think you'll have two Shirim on each. So that's okay. So today, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Sunday. Does that work for people? And then I'll, you have time. I'll leave the Bechin. I'll have the Bechin ready. And we can take it. We just have to figure out when we'll resume after the break. I'm saying, so this week, today's Tuesday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, of Shir. And one more Shir Sunday. We'll finish the Bas B'Challah. And then I'll have the Bechina ready. You can take it. We'll just figure out what day we'll resume until we start with the Rovers. I have some obligations also. Okay, what they call Yeshiva Week. All right, so today we start the Siman Tzarivah, which the subject is Dover Charif, which we've spoken about in the past, that when what's being cut or what's being dealt with is a Dover Charif, is a sharp item. We'll have to talk about it probably tomorrow. I don't know if I'll get to it today. It's the end of this Marmakoma, so what's considered exactly a Dover Charif, how sharp, or what's considered a sharp item, but the dinim are somewhat different. And it emerges from a sugit we've seen a little bit before, but we'll start from the first source, and Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Bey is here in Chulon. Mor says Yosef Rav Kana Achua the Rav Yehuda Kamei the Rav Huna. Yosef Kamar two dinim. Kaara Shemolach Babosev. You have a plate with meat was salted. The idea is meat is salted, so blood comes out. Right, that's the whole idea of salting meat. Because Melicha is to draw the blood out of the meat, and then you wash it off. That's how we get rid of blood. We're not allowed to eat dam. So you salt it. Dinim told for the smicha. Used to have to learn Hilchas Melicha. As part of the Smicha Korin Teir Wayu. It's not that difficult. It was something that every housewife had to know at one time. Today, when you go to the butcher, you buy the meat's already been salted. I think it even says on the sticker, salted and soaked under the supervision of whoever. Today, you don't find people salting meat at home too much, at least not in this part of the world, because it's already been salted and soaked, because it's two steps. You have to soak the meat first and soften it up. Then you salt it, then you have to soak it again, adocho rishon, adocho bas rais, etc. Anyway, so you have a plate, shembolach baboso, where meat was salted, so also lechol baroseach. Okay, you can't eat hot food, use that plate now for hot food, because there's a dam, there's the bli of dam. Okay, that's not our topic, that's the first statement, but tznon is a radish. Shechotcho besakin. If you have radish, which is a davar charev, which is cut with a fleishig knife, so mutol achlo bekutach, you are permitted to eat that with kutach. Rashi says, in source number two, Rashi says, and chulin kufir al beis tznon shechot ko besakim, afal gav the avik churfei the tznon, it's a radish, who bolea misham nunis hasakin akorosh olav. Okay, a knife which is used for fleishigs often has, we mentioned this once in the past also, more than once, that a knife has residue on it that's not really detectable, but just because of the grease and stuff that's on there. So this radish, because of its sharpness, is balea, absorbs the shamnunis and its sakin, says Rashi. But have a high snow, nesinas tamrishon. Okay, that's absorbing mamish, the flavor of the fleishig. All right, bala iser mamish, avi kabosar. So that radish becomes now like fleishig. So usur, I'm sorry, so even so, says the Gemara, mutur l'ochlo b'kutach. Rashi, mutur l'ochlo l'osu tzlon b'kutach. Sheyesh bon esu v'dechalva, we've discussed many times, kutach has, milk, curds of milk, and so on, whey inside it. Kefar shanik, tevens, your bala mishum, it's a terabala. Because it's one step removed, right? The radish never came in direct contact with fleishig. The radish came into contact with the fleishig and knife. Okay, and absorbed something of fleishig and knife. And now, it doesn't make it fleishig. Okay, and therefore it's mutter, eat it with a kutach. So claims this Rav Kana in front of Rav Huna. So the Gemara asks my timer. Okay, why the difference? Why in the case of the blood? Okay, why in the case you're not allowed to use that plate even after the blood's washed away? Why can't you use that plate? In the first case, kar shemolach babasar. So it says asulach laboroseach, and here the tzon, which absorbed the flavor from the knife, it's mutter to eat it with milchik. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says Amar Abaya, hai heterabola, hai isurabola, the classic difference. Okay, the case of the isurabola, that's the case of the plate. The plate was absorbed actual iser. That dam is osir. Okay, so we're more strict to the karabala damra, she says. But the radish, what did it absorb? It absorbed the fleishig. So good. So nothing osir about that. The radish absorbed fleishigs. So big deal. Tatarabal, it absorbed the mutter flavor, right? That's the Gemara says. The Gemara asks right away, Amalei Rabba, Kibola had, back in the Gemara now, Kibola had ter mahavi, so what? Sof, hai had ter, dosil surahu. But now you're eating with kutach. Good when it absorbed. Good when the radish absorbed from the knife, absorbed the fleshiga flavor. So there was nothing usur at that point. It was at that point you could still eat the radish by itself, or you could eat the radish with fleshigs. It's true, had ter rabola. But now the question, you're mixing with the milchigs. Right, so that's what Rava's kasha. Like Rava, kibola hater my habi. Sof, hai hater the osila de yisuru. It's going to become osu the yisuru kochel. Sof kol sof, you're eating yisuru, right? Rashi says, sof, hai hater. Okay. The radish itself is 100% mutter. I cut a radish with a flesh, I'm good. So I can eat the radish right now. No problem. That's true. Okay? And it's known itself. The radish itself is certainly mutter. But when you put it in the milking, it's a problem. So why did it say, why did Rav Kana, the brother of Yehuda, say that it's mutter? Salam Rava, hi, ev shalamit ame, alo ev shalamit ame. Okay, in the case of the radish, says Rashi, hi, tznon evsholol yisrael atomo kodem shid nena bekuta. You can taste it. A Jew can taste the radish and see, does it have fleshiga flavor in it? Okay, v'hai muter to come and go and shet tomo betchila v'lo yatomo tomo shamnunis. When Rav Kana, the brother of Yehuda, said it's mutter, it means you taste it first, make sure it doesn't have any flavor from that a knife had been used for fleshiga. Taste the radish, a Jew can taste the radish. Nothing usur about the radish. A Jew can eat the radish and see if it has a fleshiga flavor. So then you have a problem eating with milk. But if it doesn't, it's mutter to eat it with the kutach, and therefore the Rashi explains that's what the Gemara means. When it says it's mutter to eat it with the kutach, it means after you tasted it. Okay, but the other case, Allah of Shlomatami, the dam hakara, the blood, the plate with the blood, Allah of Shlomatami, the fish also. Okay, now the Gemara goes on. So why don't you ask a goy to taste it? So that's the sugya of Timas Kvela. It's not for right now, but for right now, the Gemara says in the case with the plate, you can't taste whatever rosech, whatever hot food you put down. He said it's also you can't taste it because maybe it's got dam. Maybe the dam flavor will be there. Then what do? You just taste it. It's an isser. Therefore, ain lo takona seta. That's the Gemara. And Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis towards the top of the page. Then the Gemara continues towards the bottom of the page, source number 3. The Gemara says at the end, Omar Chizke Meshum Abaye Hilchisa. The halacha is Dogim Shalom. We've seen this so many times. Dogim Shalom Bekara, fish, parv, fish that came off the grill and were put on a fleshiga plate. So Mutar Leachlo Bekutach. Okay, the Gemara says that's mutter. We know this already. Tznon, but radish shechotcho besaket shechotoch babasa. The Gemara concludes here, osur laochla bekutach. Okay, the Gemara here turns around and says at the end, no, taka radish which was cut with a fleshiga knife is osur to eat it together with milchigs, with a kutach, this milchig dish. Okay, then the Gemara clarifies, hanimili tznon. Why the agav churfa balei? Churfa itavachor, it's sharpness. Cause it to absorb, yeah.
But just
to speak,
I know this is an example. The
Ke'ara,
is that Ben
Yomo?
Not Ben
Yomo? For right now, it's almost Ben Yomo. Okay? We'll see about that in general soon. Okay, the Gemara is here not really dealing with Ben Yomo at all, actually. Okay? We'll see about that. So the Gemara says, Hani, meaning stone, turning over now to Kufiyot Beizim and Aleph. Second part of source 3. Kufiyot Beizim and Aleph. The Agav Churfe Bola, because it's sharp, because the sharpness Bola. That's only something like a radish, which is sharp. So now it absorbs the flavor from the sakin. Aval kisho is like a cucumber, you know, some other type of vegetable, be the squash, it's cucumber. Okay, cucumber, if you cut that with a fleshy knife, then gorer lebe paske ba'achle. All you gotta do is scrape off the point of contact and you can eat the cucumber. Okay? And then where it says other things, kilcho, the leaves that turnips, other types of vegetables, is shari, the silky beets is usher. Okay, be possible the lift a shapir dummy, but if you cut something else in between, it's also okay. Let's look in Rashi. Most important Rashi was the first one, kishos. Rashi explains misukahi, sweet. I don't think it means sweet in the sense of like sugar sweet, but certainly compared to radish, right? The cucumbers are sweeter. The eno nivla betocha elahashamnunis. The only thing that gets absorbed when you cut the cucumber with the fleshig knife is whatever residue is on the knife, and tsofa omer amokomachtak, and it's kind of like adheres to the point of contact where you cut with a knife. Hilchal gor lebe poskel v'akom chatach. Just cut off the place of the point of contact with the knife. Gor me'at besakin v'ochal af bekutach. You can eat this cucumber with a milchia dish, no problem, chop it up, maybe with milk. Okay, just the point of contact with a knife because there's some nunas hilcha. So now that Rashi explains the difference in the dogim and the stone. Hilcha dogim shalom bekara mutar la'ochon bekuta k'da amar deinos in tam abom in amamish and os etan abom in os in tam. The case of the fish, as we discussed, right, it's a classic not bar not, right? The fish was on the grill. Dogim shalom bekara mutar bekuta k'da amar deinos in tam abom in amamish, right? Because the flavor that was on that plate on which you put the fish is not the actual mamish, but it came from the flavor, right? It was tam. Okay, the stam kar mekanachanos on mishum and akar shalom mishum mius, because the plate the stam was clean. People clean their plates. The plate has an absorbed flavor of leishigs in it, right? But it's not. There's no actual be'en. There's no actual. People don't leave dirty plates around. Okay, at least in those they didn't leave dirty plates around. People would wash. The only problem is what's the blia that's inside the plate, the fleshing of plate. In the case of dogim she'olo bekara, okay. So dogim she'olo bekara. It's mutter, says Rashi. Rashi is important. Rashi, a dog no kar mutter, right? Because stam kar mekanchanos on the third line mishum and a kar shalem mishum is. Aval l'saken when it comes to a knife, at least in those days pa'amim shashamnunis kar shalav enonikar. Sometimes with a knife, the grease is on the knife. It's not as noticeable on the knife, on the blade, and so on. You can't see it, and therefore it's not visible. Uchshechotet b'tzonein havenosin tam habamin amamish. Rashi is telling you that why isn't this case with the radish? Okay, you have a fleshier knife. You cut the fleshier knife. You use the fleshier knife to cut radish, and now you want to eat the radish with what? With milchigs. What's the problem? Why isn't that a regular not par not? Why isn't that a regular case of not par not? Right, because the cucumber got the knife got the flavor from the meat that it previously used for, and now the cucumber took the flavor from the knife. Now you want to eat the cucumber with milk. So it's a classic not but not. Why is it any different than the case of the fish? Right, you understand what Rashi's getting at. We glossed over this, Rashi, we didn't have all the equipment to understand it, but now we do. You all follow, right? Why is the knife case with the radish any different? Is it also not but not? Because again, the knife had the flavor of the fleishig absorbed in it, the same way the plate had the flavor of the fleishig absorbed in it. Now you put the fish on the plate, and you put the radish on the knife, so to speak. And the fish, we said, you are allowed to eat with kutach, because it's not barnat. It's one step removed. Those in Tambar never came into that contact with meat. It's the only flavor. So we said, that's mutter. So the same thing should be here. So Rashi, no, it's different. Why? The different Rashi is because of the be'en. When it comes to the plate's clean. There's no shamnunis, there's no guk, there's no residue from anything. So therefore, when they put it on a plate, it's just a blias, it's a tam, it never has any connection to the mamoshes. But with the knife, that's what Rashi's saying there in the last line. I mean, no sin tam abom in a mamish. Okay, it's shamnunis. It's the flavor that got into the cucumber came from direct, actual flesh. What flesh? The residue. There was a knife that wasn't cleaned off. The plate was clean. The knife wasn't clean. That's what Rashi says. Then he says, the ode. Furthermore, Rashi says, the mishum chorfe is, here's the point for us, because of its sharpness, if you're talking about radish, the chorfe bala tfeimi dogim haroshim. It's going to absorb more. Fresh, hot fish which came off the grill and you slapped it down on a fleshy plate, the hot fish is not going to absorb as much as a radish because of its sharpness. It's the nature of the beast, right? The sharpness of the radish. So agav duchka, the sakina, polit sakino bolit. You press down with the knife, so the sharpness pulls out the flavor from the knife. Cucumbers don't. Okay, there is no sharpness. And then you only have to knock off the area where the shamnunis was. But so Rashi seems to be saying, even if there's no shamnunis, and even if there's no shamnunis, it's still a problem because the fleshing a knife, even if it's clean, the sharpness, that's scientific, I don't know exactly how it works, but the sharpness kind of pulls out the flavor from the knife, which the fish does not do. The fish on the dogim shalom bakara, the fish that came off the grill and was put on a fleshing plate does not draw out the fleshings. But the knife draws out the fleshings from, I'm sorry, the radish, because it's so sharp, draws out the flesh. That's what Rashi says. Okay, look at the rest of Kil Kalchis, Kalchim leaves, lift up, lefis ain't a left like turbs, and not so charif, alamaso, vein tam shua nikarbo, the silky, silky's beats, it is no same tam, be posach, ben delifsa, arvan, base chatuch, chachotach, achashav, achashal tardin, you kept switching, you cut other things inside, then it's not bolea the flavor, it interrupts. We'll come back to that point. So Tosus says on that Gemara, kufyud beizim and aleph, couple important things. Source 5, you with me? Tosa says, Yesh li zoyer, based on this, you should be careful. Shelo lachtok, now notice what he throws in. We're going to come back. Shumin is garlic. Okay. Kreshin, leeks. Betzelim, onions. Now the Gemara only talked about snow. Look back in source one. Okay. The Gemara said, snow shechot ho besakim. Tosas, right off the bat, seems to be telling us that it's not limited to tznon, radish. This is an example of a davar charf. Other examples, garlic, leeks. I think leeks is technically kind of onion. No. Okay, creation, betzalim, onions. Okay, besakin cholevis. Okay, mishum de charifei tuva, because they're very sharp. Okay? Now, if you did, v'heche de chotach, v'nosam b'kedera malaya mayim rosachas, you put this vegetable, whatever you cut, okay, and you put it into a pot full of hot water, bubbling hot water. So mutu b'shishim, then bitul b'shishim takes over levatel tama b'lui b'yerek v'niflat minasakin. He's shishim against the absorbed flavor. Okay. Avachotcho, this is not what we're going to focus on now, but it's important. Avachotcho b'sakin shovit kochovim. Okay, what we're basically saying is the first part, the Tosa says, if you cut the garlic, the onion, so again, that's an important thing, because Tosa throws in other vegetables, when the Gemara only mentioned radish. Okay, so Tosa assumes it's not just radish, it's other types of vegetables that are sharp also. Okay, onions. Okay, it's probably most relevant. But garlic, leeks and so on. So Tosa says, if you have shishim in, shishim against what? Not against the whole onion, but against the part of the onion, it was bolea, the flesh, again, the original flesh, okay, when it came out of the night, that's good enough. If you use a treif knife, the guy's knife, then nase yerakul in the velen. Then the whole vegetable comes in the velen, tzok shizma to yerak. Okay, that's a different point between a terebo and a surabo, which is not for us now, but now he says like this. Vitzorech, Ian, I'm wondering, says Tosis, imasakin makunach. The knife is clean. The ain ben yomo. Here's what you asked. Okay, the ain ben yomo. Okay? Now notice, our Gemara didn't say a word about ben yomo. Our Gemara wasn't talking about ben yomo. Our Gemara basically tells us that not barnat, the kula of not barnat, doesn't work by a dover charif, right? That's, if you had an halachic lingo, just sort of summarize what emerges from our Gemara, is that the kula of not barnat does not apply to a dover charif. Okay, that's what emerges, right? But Tosas tzorich iyun imasakin mekunach. Okay, the sakin is clean. Okay, so there's no shamnunis in the picture. There's no be'en in the picture. And ve'eno ben yomo, the knife was eno ben yomo from its fleshig use. Ichur fedidhu mechayel l'shvach. Can the sharpness make that now? No, St. Thomas. What's the usual rule? The usual rule is that eno ben yomo means whatever flavor is inside there is no same tam lifgam, right? That's the kula of ena ben yomo, because whatever flavor is in there is lifgam. After 24 hours, it's rancid, or even if it doesn't taste rancid, it doesn't improve, right? It doesn't improve the flavor. It's no same tam lifgam. That's normally. Tosus wonders, does the sharpness eliminate the kula of ena ben yomo also? Yid akasha. Tzarech iyun imasakin mekunach v'ein ben yomo ichurfed it who mechalya it improves it l'shvach k'da omar gabe chiltis beperek ein mabidim of Zohar Daf Lamed Tes Mem Aleph. Okay, hear what Tosa is saying. Okay, Tosa is wondering, does the charifus sort of preserve the flavor, so to speak, in the sense that it won't be no Saint Tom Lefgam? Does that sharpness of the radish and the other vegetables Tosas mentioned, when it pulls out, so you tell me it pulls it out, good, but it's pulling out Ena Ben Yomo, it's pulling out Tam L'Shva, the Tam L'Fgam. But do we say that the sharpness kind of, no, the sharpness will make that a Tam L'Shva? That's the question Tosas wondered. They're not dealt with in our Gemara. Okay. Now let's remember, because Tosas stressed that Asakin Mekunah, just an important note, Ena Ben Yomo doesn't help. Ena Ben Yomo is a cooling Tam. Okay, an absorbed flavor. It's not a cool and bad. Okay, something can be bad and be a positive flavor even past 24 hours. We're talking about time. It's inside something. Somebody saw him after 24 hours. You know, it's not a constructive or improving flavor. So our sugya is talking about not barnat. Okay, so we said by a dover charif, there's no cool of not barnat. Tosus, okay, wonders, okay, and in other words, the charifus makes it as though it was bolea directly. So the question is that good? So buy, again, like we said, buy fish and not burn out his mutter. But by a davar charif, it's as if it's bolei the tam directly. That's what we said. That's what we just said, right? Again, to summarize. With the fish, it's not barnat. Okay? And the charifus makes it, no, it's not barnat. It's mamish, just plain not, right? The charifus, that's what we said to summarize. The radish draws out the flavor directly without the knife in between, so to speak. Okay? Right? That's, again, to summarize, that's what our Gemara seems to indicate. There's no kula of not barnat with a davar charif. Why? Because the davar charif kind of eliminates the extra step. The davar charif makes it as though the actual iser, the actual mamish, got absorbed. You follow? Not barnat. It's not the meat to the knife to the davar charif. Okay? It's the davar charif directly to the fleshing flavor. You follow? That's what we said. So it's as if it's bolea, not the tam, but the mamoshes. Okay? The tznon, the radish, pulls out the actual flavor, the actual food. Okay? Why? I'm summarizing that. Why? So Rashi had two tirutzim. Either because the taki, again, summarize again. With the Rashi and Diramasu Kishas, we saw two things, right? The Rashi. Our question is why, I'll say it again. Why is the case with the knife, the fleshing knife, cutting a radish, which we said you can't now eat the radish in Kutach? Okay? Why is that any different than Dogim Shalom Bakara, which you can eat the fish with milchings? Okay, well, why is it? Is it not by not? So we said, no, the fact that the Dovah Harav stops it from being not by not. It's as if it's not a not by not. It's as if it's one step that the radish absorbed directly the flesh. Why? Why that? So Rashi had two tirutzim. One, with a knife, there's always shamnunis. Okay, therefore it's tak absorbed directly, it absorbed residue directly. And Rashi came, the plate had no shamnunis on it. The plate just had absorbed fleshic flavor in it, but had no shamnunis. That's the first tarot of Rashi. The second tarot of Rashi was that no, that's the nature of the davar charif. The nature of the sharpness of davar charif, okay, it is absorbs the flavor powerfully and more directly. Okay, that's the nature of a davar charif. And by the way, we should just add, it also works even when there's no heat here. It absorbs even cold. It's also a chiddush. Right, the davar charif will absorb the flavor. Everything's cold. The fish, which went hot, came off the grill. Nothing was cold. Nothing was hot here. Right, you cut the radish with a fleshing knife, and it's cold. That's the nature of a davar charif. Okay, so Tosus wonders, does that work by when the knife is ena benyomo too? And does the davar charif also eliminate the ena benyomo kula? Okay, it was not dealt with in our sugya. Okay, davar charif again. There's no. No kula of cold and no kula of not barnat. Tosus wonders, is there a kula of ena benyomo? That's what he wonders. You see, tzarech in imasakin makuna. There's no residue. The ein benyomo ichur for dinu mechal shrach. Also, does it make it not nosan tav kam nosan tav shrach? So we first will suga in maseches of rozar. So let's look at that together. Source 6. Everyone with me? So let's look at source 6. So the Mishnah of Avodazar, Lam and Hambeis, the famous Mishnah, we'll have to see other things in this Mishnah later here, but the several things in the Mishnah which talked about Akum, you know, Pas Akum and Gvinas Akum, those are sugars there in Avodazar, Lam and Hambeis. So the Mishnah says, Eilu Dvarim shall otekom Asurin ve'en Isurin Isarno. The Asurin ve'en Isarno. So Cholov shechol ve'en Kochom, right? Cholov Akum, okay? Without a Jew seeing it, and so on. Hapas, and bread, and shemen. Okay, the Machok is about shemen, shlok, different things. Okay, all these different things are for God. But what's interesting for us is towards the end, the court shall chiltis. Court like store. Chiltis is, I'm not sure, I looked in some translation, I think article translates chiltis as chiltis. Okay, which we don't know, it's some type of a very, but the point is a very sharp item. Okay, these are Yisurim and Aras Subhanah. Okay, I don't care about the Yisurim right now, but that's called Chiltis. It's very, very sharp. Okay, it's a sharp item. So, let's look in Rashi. We don't have to see all the Rashis. Look in Rashi, second last Rashi in 7. Rashi says, Chiltis, min pri, shekaren lizru belaz, umechatchen as karto v'sakin. Okay, it's very sharp. V'asum yishim shamnunas v'sakinim. Okay, a guy will, the guy cuts this chiltis. The guy who cuts up this fruit will cut it with a knife, and it'll be a knife that has other stuff that's also in it, but from him. So that's the concern. Okay. So that's the Mishnah on Lamed Hay. So the Gemara that Tosfos is referring to is the Gemara on that Mishnah, source number 8, that's Avodah Zarah, Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, where the Gemara comments on that one in the Mishnah about Kurd Shel Chutas. Yeah.
When we say Shalunis, that's Mamash.
Yeah, it's bad, right. Yeah. But the point is, it's Mamash, that's not so easily detectable. It's absorbed in 5,000. Okay, good. So my timer, Yishub the Mafsilakil Gebe Sakina. Okay? Because it has, you cut it with a knife, and afagav do amar mar, no Saint Tom Lufgam mutter. Even though as a general rule, we say no Saint Tom Lufgam is mutter. And we have a rule that stam kalim or ena ben yomo. So what's the problem with chilpah shel avodah zarah? Shel avodah zarah. Remember, this is listed in that mission, source 5, or source 6. All the things that are avodah kafav. What's the problem with eating chilpahs that was cut up by a guy? So what? What's the problem? Okay, Mistami cut it, even if he cut it with his knife. By the way, this relates a little bit to the sugya. I mean, can you go to a fruit and vegetable store right now, fruit and vegetable, and buy cut up vegetables, cut up fruits, a garnish your place? Okay, we'll talk about that, but, you know, pineapples or whatever, they come in a plastic bin, okay, plastic box. So the assumption is that the guy who's working is not going to use his knife that he uses for cutting up fruits to sit later on during his lunch break to eat his ham sandwich and cut that knife with it. But that's a concern, okay? So we'll have to talk about it. I would say that there's a distinction, to be honest, personally, between a we call mom and pop shop, where, you know, at a store that taka sells for, they're selling fruits and vegetables, that's their livelihood. You know, if you go to one of these places, they sell all kinds of things. They also have cut up vegetables and fruits. I don't know, maybe they cut up other things with the same knives. But if you have a store that's mamish of fruit and vegetables, so that's all they do, so it's very unlikely that they're using the same knife that the guy they now eat his lunch with. They don't sell ham. They don't sell mamish kosher. All they sell is fruits and vegetables. And they have them chopped up, so I think there's room to make a lid, personally, on these kinds of things. Because, you know, sometimes you're going to wash it off, but I don't know if you have to. Like, either way, but they don't want... Again, if it's one of these corner markets that they'll cut ham and they'll cut the pineapple, they'll cut all kinds of things, you know, you can tell by the store, they're not so mock, but they don't have to be worried. But I think more of a boutique type of store will be okay. Anyway, be that, we'll talk more about that, but be that as it may. So the Gemara says, Afagav, ordinarily, after Ben Yomo, it's Eina Ben Yomo, means after 24 hours, so it's Eina Ben Yomo. So Stam Kalem Eina Ben Yomo, it's Mutter. So what's the problem with the chiltis? Worst case scenario, he used the knife that he had cut the treif with. So what? It's Eina Ben Yomo already. The answer is no. Agav chorfet the chiltisa mechalile, because the sharpness of this chiltis, whatever exactly the fruit is, mechalile improves it. And shamnunisa mechalile shamnunisa improves the flavor. But like kenos and tam l'shrach ve'aser, it does away with the kula, so to speak, of kenos and tam l'shrach. It'll be considered nosin tam l'shrach. So the charifas eliminates the kula of Eina Ben Yomo. So in this sugya, it's clear. By us in Chulin, Tosfos, Kufya Bey says, I wonder if that's true. Was that a special din by chiltis? Right? That's what Tosfos is wondering. Look at the Tosfos in 5. Tzarech Iyun. Is this true? And refers to this gemara. Right? Tosfos by us in Chulin, Kufya Bey says, refers to the sugya of Avodah Zarah. By chiltis, we see taket that the charifas also eliminates the kula of Eina Ben Yomo. And says, no, it's like Ben Yomo. Okay, the question is that extent? Tosfos writes, Tzarech Iyun. What about other things not chiltis? Okay, that's what Tosfos says. The question is, why is that so? Okay, we have to understand, why should that be? Why should the Gemara say that by chiltis, why should it be? So the Ritva, there in Avodah Zarah, source 9, Chiddush Ritva, has 2 days. Okay, and it turns out, Tamachot Rishonim. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, says, V'afagav d'amar nosin tam v'gan mutter, hacha, usually hacha agav churfa, the chaltisa mechaya, that's the Gemara, pirish, mechaya le sakina, the sakin lashon akeba b'chal atam, okay, the word mechaya means it, or the shamanisa, it enhances it, it betters it. V'nusri ikha, whatever the gears is, okay? I'm not so interested in that now, but basically, what he's saying is, the concern is usually with the knife, what's the concern is the shamnunis, okay? And normally speaking, look 4 lines down, inami. The chi amrin the kalim she'ena ben yomo nosin tam l'vgam b'yisr balua avastam sakin yishmo yisr ben. He says usually nosin tam l'vgam, That's by an Isser Balua. The Kula of Isser of Nosen Tam, like I said before, is not on Ben. There's no Kula of Eina Ben Yoma by actual Ben. By Isser, by something which is Balua, by absorbed flavor inside a plate, inside a pot, inside a knife, whatever. That's the Kula of Eina Ben Yoma. Of a Stam Sakin Yeshbo Isser Ben. But a knife, it does have it. Here, that's what Ezra says. He says, he uses the term Yeshbo Ben. Okay? Shein Derech Lekancho Befarsel Shachar Mayim Heitev. People don't wash their knives. I guess it's sharp, it's harder to wash, or whatever. V'nishar bo tamid shamninus hadnidbak. Okay? So the question is, if he's there, kasha shmaitzeh, lama le tamid de chorfa de chaltisha, typically the hogufa knows in tamid shvat. But the problem is, that's the case, and that's true by everything. What's new by chiltis? That's the case. Why does the Gemara seem to make it depend on the sharpness of the chiltis, even without the sharpness of the chiltis? If you got ben, you got ben. So what's the issue? So he says, Harav Rabbeinu Yonah, okay, in other words, why not just say, typically the Hugufa knows in Talmud Shvach, Harav Rabbeinu Yonah tirates, Chemotzi Betosas, the Shiny Hochad, no, we're talking here, the Stam Chenvani, Mekaneachu Afilu Sakino Ve'enbo Isserben. We're talking where there is no Isserben. Ordinarily, people don't clean their knives, but you know what? Shopkeepers, Chenvani, people selling stuff do, because they don't want to sell food that someone's going to say, hey, I tasted this guy lunch on my apple. Okay, right? They don't do that. Okay, and therefore ain bo iser be'en. Ve'ikal amedet im iser the hocham shum iser belua sheinam ben yomahu har keshenifka ba'od the belua yotzum echal iser. Okay, v'chi hadu mechay like abchur the chadisa ma'haba. He says because that's got to be what you're talking about. Okay, we've got to be talking about here that the knife was clean. Okay, and there's no iser be'en. Okay, so what's the concern? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's got to be, in other words, just a second, the case, just a moment, the shiny hocha, the stam chenri kanecho filu sakinim enbo yisiben, v'ikilamedi, nimisa de hocha, mishu misa balua, shenim en yomahu, ari kishim ha'odu balua, yotza mechal iser, v'chi hadju mechai lag, abu chuvit, chesimai havi. He says, because you can't say, he wants to say you can't when we're machmir, okay? It's got to be told where there was ben because what happened? One second, just think it out logically. The knife had a blia of flesh. Now it's ena benyomo, okay? Or a treif, whatever was in it. Now it's ena benyomo. Are we going to say says Rabbeinu Yonah that now that you cut a radish or chiltus with it, the iser? Which would become mutter because enemy becomes usher again. It was already mutter. You can't now recreate an isser. It already enemy yomo it's gone. The isser disappeared. He says it's like harezek kemevasim nevela srucha or mevasim es up the shuv eno beenjop the shuv eno chozer veneer. How can this negative flavor improve the chiltas? It's already a negative flavor. He's objecting to, the Rifa is objecting to this. Okay, the Rabbeinu Yonah said, he's objecting to Rabbeinu Yonah, because Rabbeinu Yonah seems to say, no, here we're talking about a clean knife. And somehow, the chiltas sort of, shall we say, reinvigorates an issa that had been eliminated. The Rifa says, Ikal Medak, that's, how does that work halachically? You hear this, Kasha? Let's understand. Rabbeinu Yonah says the case here in Avodah Zarah is that the chiltus sort of, if you will, reinvigorate. We're talking about a clean knife. Otherwise, you wouldn't need chiltus. That would be true of anything. So it's got to be talking about a clean knife. So one way of learning the issue is that there was ben. Okay, there's ben, I understand. But if there's no ben, says the Ritva. If no be'en, so how could there be any kind of iser? What it was reimagined? It was mutter. He says, "Kemevasem nevela srucha." If you have a nevela, it's already rotten. So it's not oishem nevela. It's not a nevela anymore. Or afar, whatever. Okay, and now you make it flavorful. So suddenly it became usher again. No, he says, "Shuv eno chozev aneir." It doesn't come usher again. That's the ra'ah ledasri. The hocha le iser be'en shal pnei kasakim choshesu. So basically, the Ritva quotes the Machlokas Rishonim what the concern is with the Dabar Charev. Is the concern the Be'en on the night? Or no, the Rabbi Yonah seems to say, even if there's no Be'en, even if it's clean, even like a shopkeeper cleaned his knife, what happens? Somehow, the Dabar Charev, the Harifus of the Dabar Charev, sort of reinvigorates the flavor that was Eino Ben Yoma and therefore was dead, halachically, and it brought it back to life. The Ritva finds that difficult, and so does the Ra'ah. Okay? He says, I mentioned, I think we had the case with the honey in the previous simon, also. Okay? So he says, that's what I think is right. I think it's because of the Shamnunis. So says the Ritva, yeah.
If we say there's Ben, how does it only apply?
Okay, so that's what it's a deal with, is Ben. It shouldn't really. That was the kashi he started with. Okay, that's what he meant. Just a second. He's a kashi shmeitzin lamalei tamad chuv de chaltisa, and Rabbi Yonah gave his answer. Okay, and he says, just a second. He said he says at the very end. Look at the last words. Okay. He says, "Shafilu be'en pogmo b'tarvos v'afal pisha kolechav ne'atzma meshubach l'cha chitzu l'omar shezeh eno the agav chorfa the chalitza mechayel shamnusa." You still need the chiltas to give more power, so to speak, to the shamnunis somehow. Okay, it's the shamnunis. He says, "I might have thought." Basically, look three lines at the bottom. He says, "Elash kishema in the surim, the chol shamnunis bechiltas mivkam pagimle she'ain shum shuma nozlo." It's a nature of chiltas that, by definition, no whatever this chiltas is, shuman doesn't usually impact it. Shamnunis doesn't usually impact it. Okay, and the shamnunis shouldn't impact it. Chol shamnunis bechiltas mivkam pagimle she'ain shum shuma nozlo. Okay, he mentions certain things which is not beneficial. Okay, does not usually improve the flavor. All right, even in its be'en pogmo b'taravoso. Remember, we had in the end of the previous siman. Remember the case of the honey. Okay, we have right. Even so, it also doesn't improve the flavor. So even nonetheless, here they have to say agav chover the chaldisa. It does. It does improve. So somehow, it's something unique about the chaldis. Okay, it's a little difficult, especially without knowing what chiltas is, but that's how the Ramayana lady was. Let's see him inside. Well, he talks about it. He says, it's in the Berak HaBayis, that's written by the Ra'ah. Berak HaBayis and Bayis Aleph Shar Beis, not by us, it's by earlier, by Hilchos Shchitas. He says, remember we had the case with the Sakin, right, with the cut by the base of Shchita, can you resolve? That's what he's talking about over there. So anyway, so he says, there's a difference, Ikal HaMeimar, look at the second line. The difference is some utensils and, because after all, again, the same kasha, Eino Ben Yomo. Stam kelim are Eino Ben Yomo, so what's the problem? So he says, no, because that's by shar kelim. Aval sakin on the third line, Ein madichan oso achar tashmisho, they don't always wash it after it's used, and therefore, nisha ticha alpon, of some sort of be'en remains on it. The dover shu be'en and ifka be'en yom, like I told you before, right? The kula be'en ben yom is not by ben. Dover shu be'en and ifka shen ben yom. And now adds the Berak HaBayis over there on the third line, the fourth line of 10. Ulezu choshishu hasam ba'av the avodas alilim and avodas zor and lamin tes. Gabi kur chel chiltes. Da asuina mishum nafska mizakina da armoi klomar. These peticha, it's got gukka, it's got residue. V'chiltisa bola agav churfa the ispo. V'afu gav de lav urcha de chiltisa b'sham nunis. Okay, even though it's not usual. Lo tach rochus minis behad lo sin tam of gam. And also v'shkaf, no sin tam of shrak shem emaseik k'tas. Somehow, this sham nunis is sweetened a little bit, okay, or improved a little bit by the charifus of the chiltas. Umamet oso charifus shebo. It's so sharp. Now, he's addressing your issue. It's so sharp, chiltas ordinarily, that you want it to be less sharp. So the shamnunis, right? Because it's hard to eat. So the shamnunis somehow lessens the sharpness. Mamet osa chavushaba. So overall, that's no sintam shvach. You follow? That's why the chiddush of chiltas. Okay, but you follow the chiddush? Yeah, the chiddush of chiltus is it has sham nunis. You're right. It applies. I think no. Usually sham nunis is negative. Here by chiltus it'll be positive. It'll be a positive, and that's why by chiltus. So the sham nunis, you know, it's so sharp that it takes away basically the sharpness takes away the sting, so to speak, of the flavor. It makes it tastier in the end. But what comes out according to the Ra'ah, and the Rufus prefer, that's what he prefers, that Dabar Harif, the Chomer of Dabar Harif, is because of Shamnunis. It's only an issue when there is Be'en in the picture, right? Not so the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah said, no, it's a problem even with a Sakin Makuna, right? So Rabbeinu Yonah sounds like it's magic. Okay, somehow the Harifus pulls out the flavor, and I don't care if it's Eino Ben Yomo. It really, you know, to use our expression from earlier, the clock starts ticking again. It ticked over 24 hours, go back to zero. Right? Somehow, that's what Ben Yomo seems to say. The Ritva rejects, he quotes there, and the Benekabai says as much. He says, no, the concern here is Shamnunis. Okay, let's look in the next source, in 11, that's the Rashbo, in the Mishmeres Abayis over there. Okay. Again, back in Hilchoshki. Okay, and he quotes Mori Harav Rabbi Yonah. He quotes him in Yoma. Ha'im etaretz ba'osu shechiltas. The Masha Omru Shom Afal Gav the Amamar Nostum Gav Mutar Afal P spells it out. Shestam Sakin Shamnunisika Shaini Hosmu Vishachiltas Nikak Men Chenvonim V'Chenvoni Mekanech Chalakelov Kedei Lashbiach Mekho. Right, the storekeeper keeps his knives clean. Shloich al tiso mizum lefichach ein bo elamishum habela shubesakin. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, there's no shamnunis in the mix here, no bad in the mix because it was clean. Shenigal ayde charifas hakiltas. What's the concern? The absorbed flavor is purged, comes out because of the sharpness. I look at the fourth line, the key line. Charifus hachiltus misakno v'chozer l'shvach. It's a fundamental machlokes we're showing here. Okay, he is saying the Ra'ah said, "What are you talking about?" No, Ra'ah said, "Once it's mutter, you can't bring it back from the dead." But the Rashba says you can bring it back from the dead. Okay, charif, the fourth line. Charifus hachiltus misakno v'chozer l'shvach. The sharpness, it changes the flavor in the knife to make it no sin tam l'shrach, even after 24 hours. The chiltas acts, the sharpness of the dabar harif acts on the whatever on the blian. There's no shamnunis. And really, it's in a certain sense, it's the same thing, perhaps, that the Ra'ah says regarding the shamnunis. He's saying the shamnunis sort of works together with the chiltas to make it tasty. Here, they're saying it even works with the blia. The Ra'ah rejects that outright. Okay, the Ra'ah rejects that. What are you talking about? No, you can't say it was Eino Ben Yomo, so game over. See, not game over, it's reinvigorated. That's the word I want to use. The sharpness reinvigorates the flavor. And that's what it does. Not me, it's the Rashba. Charif was achiltus misakno b'chozer shvach. And he says, v'zeyos ineres menateres v'apersha kosov hu shafo pishon echam and agdolim akobin, even though other people give different teretzim, Eino Nira b'cholosh v'zar. Okay? He gives a little shtoch, a little bit at the Ra'ah here. I don't know. I mean, I said this to you once. The Ra'ah is very original. He said strange things. So he says, Elashahu Omer Hafti Zorim. I like the strange shitas. Okay, I don't know. It's so strange, but that's what he says. Okay, that's what the Rashbo writes. Similarly, in the Taurus Abayis, by us, that's in the Mishmaris Abayis back there, because he was commenting on the Ra'ah. It wasn't our sugya. That was in, notice it was in Bayis Aleph. Now that Mishmeres HaBayis was Bayis Aleph Shar Beis, which is where the Berak HaBayis was, that the Ritva quoted. Or Ritva didn't just quote it from the Ra'ah, maybe the Chiddush Ra'ah to Chulon, I didn't see. But Taurus HaBayis by us, in Bayis Dalet, Shar Dalet, writes, Koshik Tzatz, Hod Arminim, what is Salinim? Again, it was our Perak, Ein Mamidim, our Gemara, Lamentes, Kurt Shachultas, Mai Tam, Orba, Mishun, Omer Robert, Mishun, Faskal, Sakina, Darmoy, Vafaga, the Maros, Nam of Gam, Mutter, Hochag of Hurfi, the Sakina, Michaela, Alma, Philip, Stam Sakinin, Shashamninus, Korish, Oplam, Shayak, Nosan of Gam, okay, the Tirits, the Mora, ever be on it again. The Hossam, the Kurt Shachultas, Hanimkor, Bechanus, Bechanan, the Kanechu. No, that case was talking about, what do you call it? The shopkeeper stuff. Okay, and I feel him kruchanas lekam mishum shamus. Chenri mekanach lasakin lekam mishum nisin tam shel gil asakin asur de churfa de chiltas mechayle. And the better kabayis over this is nothing doing. Okay, yes, the kasha. Okay. And he says, no kasha to begin with here. I already explained this above, he says. All right? Look at the third line. He says, Dehasam lav mishum de chashvin tichas asakin davar pogam ba'atzma. Dehalo efshar deim isa lo hadram itzara. Okay? Mishum de mishabcha, it was already mutter, there's no mutter. It's mutter. The chol dover shenitar, machmas, look at his line, second last line of 13. Key line: the chol dover shenitar machmas shenifkam eino chozer leheser olam. Once it's mutter, it's again game over. Can't become usher again. Can't become usher again. So here we're talking. Oh, the chiddush neshamnun is like we said. And again, the Rashi and the Mishmar is bias, and by us, by I said it's above. No, I hope that it does. Okay, so basically it's a machlokes rishonim. Okay, basically machlokes rishonim. Just as an interesting side point. Okay. See here, so bottom line, the Ritva quotes both days. It's Machlokes Rishonim. Machlokes are on the Rashba. Okay, and the Ravid and really earlier. Okay, not the Ravid, but the Ben Yonah. The Rashba is like the Ben Yonah, and the Rao is like the Ritva is like the Rao. Okay, as a side point, the Rashba mentioned this in a Tshuva as well. I printed it in 15. I printed it for a different reason. We'll see in a moment. Rashba in a Tshuva, Chelek Aleph Simon Tov Tzadi Zayin. Okay. And his chuvas quotes Mori Rabbi Yonah and Nizer Shalo Lika Chalamok Mishra Chaim Kederim and Tok Kederim and Sakh and Tok Zgina Mikol Mokom Nira Shuras Hadin Shakol Shomel Vitona Shu Chodosh. Okay, he talks about something coming back from being Osir, it becomes Mutter again. I'm sorry, Mutter becomes Osir again. The case there that he's talking about is using a guy's thing. The guy says it's brand new. That's what he's talking about. Someone the guy says brand new, I never used it before, and he says it Mesich Fitumo. So are you allowed to believe him? Well, that's not enough, but maybe it's true. And even if he did, maybe he never used it for Dvar Masur, maybe he only used it for fruit. Okay, the Al Tam Zan Osonkin B'Dieved Mish Mishtam B'Stam Kleim. Okay, what type of Isser is this? Is this a Din D'Oraisa? Okay, is it Din D'Rabbanan? So let's take a look for a second at Pesukei Tshuva. We'll come back to Rashi in a second. Pesukei Tshuva, the end of the previous sentence. Tzadi Heisiv Kotin Dalim. Yesh is topic. Ha de chur from Mechalim, the Raisim of the Rabbanan. Is this din that the Dover Charif makes it into a Talmud Shvach, even after Ben Yomo? Is that a din the Raisim of the Rabbanan? Who cares? Nafkamin al Hakka Baseko. Classic distinction. You want to know if something also, what's the difference with something also the Raisim of the Rabbanan? Nafkamina for Sufek, Sveka the Raisim of the Chumra, Sveka the Malakula. So he wants to know, is this whole din of the Dover Charif improves, you know, draws out the flavor and makes the Talmud Gam? So at the end, the Pesukei Tshuva writes, I don't fully understand it, he said that it's for sure the Raisim. He says, because the flavor, he says, he quotes the Tshuva, he says, came the Chazal Amdu Dali Son Yodu Du Rechorv Mashle Shrab Pshita Du Raisa. He said the Chacham tested it out and it improves the flavor. So it's Pshita, it's the Raisa. It's a Metzias, which means it's the Raisa. I don't know. I mean, from this Rashba and his Daiti, from the Rashba, he seems to reject altogether. He says there's got to be, you know, the case of the Kula with the Goy's thing. He said, the Goy's Kaili. He says it's new, so maybe it's true. It's Mesilu Betumah. Maybe even if it's not true, maybe he never used it for Dvar Masurim. And we're relying on it. So it sounds like it's a whole din is Rabbanan. He writes, Shim Kain Chashosh is Doraisa. Okay? About why don't we have to be Choshesh that maybe the guy uses for a Dover Charif? So Tosis says about the Rashba writes, Shim Kain Chashosh is Doraisa. Okay? So it sounds like he doesn't think it's a Doraisa. Okay? But anyway, that's a question, an open question. Bottom line, so it could be, anyway, that's what Tosim is talking about, that a kul of Enam and Yoma doesn't help by the Racharif either. Could be that it does. If we accept the other, the Ra'oz Derech, that we're told there's Shamnunis, so then if it's clean, we don't have to worry about it. But if it's not, so just like kol doesn't make a difference by the Racharif, not Barnat doesn't help by the Racharif, neither does Enam and Yoma. Okay? So that's that. Let's go a little weiter. I'm sure one other Bachok is Rishonim. Okay? What exactly becomes Osir? Okay, good. I cut the radish now with a fleshy knife. Okay. We'll come back to our case. So it's an open question about the Ben Yom. We'll see later in the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. We'll get to it hopefully shortly. Okay? We'll invite if we can. So first of all, there's a three of Machlokas Rishonim. The Rosh in Chulam, when it's what becomes also, how much of the Davar Charev, I cut the Davar Charev, I cut that big onion, and I sliced it in half with a fleshing knife. Now what? The whole onion is fleshing. Just the point where the knife hit it, you know, what becomes also. So the Rosh, here by Chulam Perches, in Lamed Aleph 17, quotes the Gemara, and he says, Dafkitz known, that's the Gemara. And as he said on the second line, as we discussed, Ravi Kitama Bominash Mamish, or it's like it came directly, or Shamrunis, whatever. But the key for us right now is Osir Ad Kedei Klipa. Okay, Osir Ad Kedei Klipa. Klipa. It's the shell, the outer layer, Mamish. Okay, and then he says, not like Kiltis, where the whole thing was Osir, because there was talking about a Goyish knife. It was absorbed the Osir flavor. Okay? And there also, you know, it was cut into many pieces, therefore, the outer Osir, the whole thing. But anyway, for our purposes, what does the Rosh say? This is Kedei Klipa. The Rashba in the Torah Sabayis Aruch Bayis Dal Shar Aleph quotes. He says he goes to the sugya, but God tastes it and so on. He goes to the whole Gemara with Rabban Abaye. He says how much? Vadayin, fourth line towards the end of 18. Vadayin Tzorach Lemelav B'Deleka Kfela. What if there's no goy around to taste it? Right? Kamones or Kulo or Kedei Ntila or Kedei Klipa. Three possibilities. The whole thing. Kedei Netila, which is the width of a finger, right, a little more than klipa, or klipa. For Isla Ravid Zal, Shakosu the klipa lo sagile. The Rashba quotes the Ravid, the klipa is not enough. Okay? Otherwise, you should have said, had another case, remember the bird that fell into the milk of the thing? Okay? Sli is kedei klipa, so it's got to be more than a klipa. It needs kedei Netila's mokom. Okay? We call mokom, this mokom sagile. But the Rashba himself says, Velule Sha'omra Harav Zal, if not for the fact that this was said by an Adam Gadol, the Ravid, Ha'isi Omer, I would have said, Dosa Lagamri. To be told, Harav Zahar, emotional, but for Pebuchel, that's the nature of the sharpness. The sharpness brings the flavor into the whole thing. Okay? And he said, that's what Rashi implied. Remember, Rashi said, that's the difference between the radish and the fish. Right? The fish isn't Bolea so much. Remember that, Rashi? And I was had back in the Rashi in the top of Kuvah Beizim and Aleph of Dira Masel Kishon in Soros 4. Okay, why he says is that the Rashi? More than a fish. I told the difference in that and the fish. Where was that Rashi? That Rashi. The end of that Rashi, Dira Masel Kishon, on the top of Kuvah Beizim and Aleph 4. The Mishum Chorfe Balat Feimin Dugin. Good, it absorbs more. So what does absorbs more mean? The whole thing. Basically, the Rashba says, and he said, that's what it means. And if the Gemara says usher, then usher usually means the whole thing, unless otherwise indicated. Okay? So that's what the Rashba says. The Torah says, he says, I would have said that if not for the fact that the Ravid said, right, lulei sha'amra harav. Not for the fact that the Ravid said, kedilas mokom, I would have said this, but you don't really see from there what does he hold. But in the Dabayis HaKotzer, in the same page where I printed both, in 19, you know, again, you know the Rashba, right? He has the main body of the text, and the side, he has a brief synopsis of the main points. So the Dabayis HaKotzer, he has a quote derived, it is, V'yero Elisha Kol Oser. Here, in the Dabayis HaOruch, he says, well, if not for the fact that I would have said it. Halach Lamaisa, it seems that he does say it. Okay, that's in the Dabayis HaKotzer, he says, V'yero Elisha Kol Oser. Okay, it's the whole thing. So now we've progressed from the Rush, who says Klipa suffices, to the Ravid, who says Dils Makom, to Rashba, who says the whole thing is also. The Berak HaBayis, Ra'or, in 20, there in Bayis Dal Shar Aleph, said no, Bayis Dils Makom. Okay? And the Ran, by us here in Chul and Kedarka, the Ran's very good, as always, they summarize all the sheetahs. The Ran is on Mem Aleph, Mun Aleph, on the page of the Rif here in Chul in 21. He says, Cause of a Ravid, but it's Dils Makom. The Sagim to Smokom, and he writes, V'chein das hara'ah, the Ra'ah agrees. Avraham Rashba said, no, since the Gemara didn't say otherwise, it means Osir is Kulo. And then he has the other opinion that it's the Kedei Netila. So you have three different sheets. The bottom line is the three are Machlokas. The Rosh holds Kedei Klipa, the Ravid and the Ra'ah, it's Kedei Netila. And Rashba says the whole thing. How do we pass into the tour? By us here in Simon Sarivo, finally 22, the Torah says, Snow no shlokos, shechotkum, besakin, shalbos, osmo, ad sheyiklof, mokum achatach, which is the Torah usually holds like his father, the Rosh, right? Oh, I the Tomla, or he can taste it, okay? And the Rashba said, Kulo Asr, but Radoni Ava Rosh Lo Kosov. Okay, he does, in deference, he does quote the Rashba, but he seems to prefer that it's Kdei Klipa, like his father says. Okay, the Beis Yosef, however, on that tour, in Tours 23, the next line, Mashkoza Menachi Yiklov, he says that. He passes like the smag and the rive and the raw, who's saying that you need Natilas Mokom. Okay? As a side point, I printed a Darkei Moshe there who says that it's, even though the case with snow, and we'll come back to this point, 24, in Os Aleph, the last year's Darkei Moshe, says, Kasavti hu adin shar dvar b'charifim. Not just snow, but other trouble. We'll come back to that. Let me just finish up this part also. I want to just go through if I have a few minutes. Okay. The Rambam, first of all, Hilchos Machalos Sos, Parak Tes, Halachah of Dalad, Sakin Shechotach Bobosor Tzli, V'chazer V'chotach V'snon, U'keyotzebo. U'keyotzebo, Midvarim Charifin. So we know where the Rambam lands up there. Osor Lachon Mechuta, can't eat with milk, but if you cut other things, that's the Ketzer Mishnah says, you cut other things, then it's okay. That's the Rashba, the way the Ketzer Mishnah understands the Rambam, he says, means, mashma, at the end of the first line, you didn't use this knife in the meanwhile for something else. Okay? It's direct. And he also says not just sleep, but also mavushal fine. Let's finally get to the Shulchan Aruch. Simen Tzadivav, Sif Aleph, 27. Tznon, O Silka. Silka's have a beat, also the other Dovah Harm. Shechotchem b'saken shalbosar ben yomo. Ben yomo, Mechaber writes. Okay. O she'eno mekorach, or it's not clean, meaning it has shamnunas. Okay. Osoch mechalavad she'ito mekmachdach k'dei netilas mokom. See, passes like he said the Beis Yosef, like the smog, the rive, the all, it's kedei netilas mokom. Shahu ka'ove etzba. And that tells you what netilas mokom is. Ka'ove etzba. Or, shitamenu, someone tastes it. V'loi betam bosa, sha'os muta ba'docha. Okay, someone can taste it. Okay, then you can just rinse it off, if it doesn't have the flavor. B'yesh omrim, here's the other shita. Get it to Ben Yona. Du adin le'eno ben yomo behu mekunach. Okay, no, the kula of Dabar Harv knocks out the din of Dabar Harv knocks out kula venom yom tov. That's his yesh omrim. Vim lo notom en tils mokom agam lo tom bishum cholov tzok shishim gana mashi nogam a sakin bahem. If you didn't have the til or you didn't know, taste it and so on, so then you need shishim against whatever the knife touched. Hu adin lechat chom a sakin tov the same thing. Okay, let's look in the Moshe Kalim there. We'll come back to the Shulchan Aruch momentarily. The shach, it's called beis, right? So bosa ben yomo, afal pishu mekuna v'naki. Okay, even though it's clean, if it's ben yomo, again, you asked this earlier. Okay, the ben yomo, the shach says the agav chorfei that's known the silka v'duk the sakina pola sakina gufatam. Right, the shach says, "Point out, we sort of already shown him." Right, in other words, even if it's clean, if it's ben yomo, he says, according to the first sheet, it's got to be ben yomo. If it's ben yomo, even if it's clean, then the sakin, the charifas of the sakin pulls it out. It's like an iser ben. And hilchach lo domi l'shar not barnat, like we had in the previous sentence. It's not like the rest of the not barnat. Or, so going to she'eno ben yomo. Be'eno mekunach, the stama shamnunit, or it has the ben. Like we said, it covers the sheetas. Okay? Eger, I printed here, talks about what does it mean clean? Okay, enamakunach, what does it mean clean? So he says it's got to be clean. The madicho tzorach ladich kol kach she yozuv hamayim eroshul sofo misomo sofo eroshul below ikuv. Okay, it's clean that the water can fall. It's got nothing on it. The water will go smooth. Will go straight down. Down the knife. With water, it'll run straight down. Water always seeks its lowest point, right? So if there's stuff in the way, there's gook and stuff, it'll prevent the water from flowing down the whole knife. That means clean, the water will go straight down. Yeah?
Is that a guideline in terms of keeping, needs something to be clean to kosher or whatever it is? Is that what we've been saying?
Good question. I don't know offhand. I'd have to check. It sounds good. Okay, but here it's talking about that the be'en, that there's no shamnunis. Clean means there's no shamnunis. What does no shamnunis mean? Nothing extends higher than the knife, so to speak. It prevents the water from going down. Okay, that's an important point. Okay, the water can flow down. Good. Now, the Taz makes an interesting point. The Mechaber had said two things. Either Kedei Netila, right, which is what they said to Beis Yosef, not Klipa like the Rosh, and not Kedei Kulo like the Rashba, but Kedei Netila, oh, shiitamenu, or taste it, right? So Taz points out it's a cotton base. Kosim Tazchada is ain anu b'ki and achshav b'timazu. We don't rely on tima today. Right? We don't rely on that. Now it's interesting because the shach and some cotton hay wonders. I don't go into detail now. It's true. Why did the Ramo pipe up and say anything about that? A lot of times we've seen already this year. We'll see it more in the Mustarovis. Why did the Mechaber is Lishitosa? The Mechaber relies on Timas Kefela. Yeah? Mechaber relies on Timas Kefela. And somebody can taste it. The Mechaber always says, but we don't rely on it. So why don't they say that here? I mean, the Taz said it, but why didn't the Ramo say it? Get a kasha. Shach's bothered by that. Okay, well why doesn't the. Why didn't the Ramo here pipe up and say, oh, well, we don't rely on Timas Kefela? Yeah? So he says, because Tunis Kfela, usually we're talking about, yeah, this is who's doing the tasting? A goy. A goy. The issue is that the nemanus of the goy. Here a Jew can taste it. I cut a radish with fleshy knives. So I want to know, does it have a fleshy flavor? I'll taste it. Yes, it does. Okay, so now I'm stuck eating fleshy. I can't even go. Okay. So what? There's no issue. Right? I can taste it. What can taste it? So that there are more is willing, so to speak, to rely upon. When he says we don't rely on Timus Kehler because it's the Timus over the Chachamim. The end, he talks about those who hold that we don't rely on Timus Yisrael either. The interesting point, we'll come back to it. Okay? A couple of things I want to say over, if I can just finish up some of the Nosei Kehler here. I want to point out the Taz in Sukkot and Dalet says, remember the Shulchan Aruch said that if you didn't, you weren't no tamakom. You didn't do tils makom, and also you cooked it. So you need the keneged shishim keneged what the knife touched. Okay, and he adds, really, it's going to end up the whole width of the blade. Why? It's a Taz point we discussed it a few times. It's quite down. Taz points out, you don't know how much the knife. Remember that rule? Milsud the l'ramila edin shlomitka. Right? When you're not really paying, who's paying attention? Okay. Therefore, a kain tsukim sama keneged kol alav the sakin. Against the whole blade of the knife, not including the knife handle, because that didn't cut, but the whole knife. That's what the Taz points out over there. Okay? The Taz points out some cotton hay. Okay? Again, only it's only a problem. Mashanoga Hasakin. What do you mean? Afal gav the bios v'chol v'chul amr mechaticha atonas nevela. Well, what happened to Chatikha Nas Nevela? Why only the part that the knife touched? What about Chatikha Nas Nevela? Okay. Yeah, that's Hainu B'Chatikha Asur, going Cholov Shenofel Al Bosser. Aval Hocha Kulo Heter Kol Abishul. Okay, by Bosser Cholov, we said Chatikha Nas Nevela. So why is Chatikha Nas Nevela here? You have the Taz Kasha. Okay, so the answer is because before you went ahead and cooked this radish, it was Kulo Heter. The radish had an absorbed flavor of fleshim, so that's completely mutter. So basically, the iser, I don't want to say the iser, the flesh was mevutal before the iser ever came into the mix, before you ever mixed it with fleshims, with milkies, I mean. You know what I'm saying? The classic case, chadir, that's kigon cholov, shenofal al basar. Good, milk fell on meats, and I would say chadir on the zavela. Aba hocha, kulo hetu koda abishu. So therefore, there's no iser. There's no iser to cut an onion per se with a fleshy knife. No iser to cut an onion with a fleshy knife. So I did. Good. So now the onion has a blea from the whole blade of the knife. Good. It's got enough. But we're only going to have to measure against the blade of the knife because the iser. There's no chatikha nas nevela. What nas nevela? Where nevela? I cut. You hear what he's saying? I cut an onion with a fleshy knife. Now we're going to say chatikha nas nevela. The whole onion. Is now nevela? What nevela? Who nevela? There's no iser here, right? And only there's a problem when what? When I want to mix this onion with milchigs, so then I have a problem. But the chaticha and asarela problem was done away with before you ever mixed it with the milchiks. That's right. You got it? Everyone with me here? That's what Taz is saying. He's saying, Hacha kula heter kodo abishul. Before you mix this onion with your milchiks cheese soup or whatever, okay, your cream of whatever soup, so, but before you mix and put the onions in there, there was no iser. So you're not going to say now chaticha and asarela on the whole onion. Just on the, you know, on the part of it, whatever the whatever was nivla from the knife, which we'll say, good, the whole knife, good. That we said, because you can't pay attention. So you cut it back and forth. You don't know how many, good. But it doesn't have to be the whole onion, because there was never us, there's no issue here. That's what Taz is there. Okay? And then he adds, okay, so that reason is important too. But nearly poshim, yeshishim ain't tzarech lahasar abtzolim. Kei mishal ha-shem Yisraelim. If you have shishim in the soup or in the mix, you don't have to take out the onions. Okay? Because they're perfectly mutter. When we say chaticha shenes machos blis iser nishar asur, oh, we got to take that piece out. Yeah, that's when it's an iser. Okay? And yef shal alatsul atera. It can't become mutter. Okay? Because, you know, the chaticha itself is also fine. So why don't we say the onion here is also too? No! Because there was no iser. I cut the onion with a flashing a knife. What iser is there? Now it fell into a milk cream soup. Okay, good. So if I have shishim in the story, I don't have to take the onions out even. Because the onions were never usser. The only iser was when these onions got mixed with milk and soup. Yeah, but it's shishim, so it's not a problem. So the iser never got off the ground. The two things that had to do with the same quote, the taza. It's an important taza. You know what I'm saying? Okay, these onions... Again, a lot of questions you get from the rabbi, the onions. You know, the wizard of the Rechav. We're going to mix this with that. Oh, it's onions? Yes. Oh, great. Okay, there's always a problem with onions, but it's not always a problem. Okay? If you have shishim in the soup against the onions, then it's okay. Even if you cut the onion with a flashing knife. Because don't say chatikah nazel. And even the onions themselves remain mutter, because they were never usher. They don't possibly become usher when they're mixed with the milk and soup. Yeah, but if you have shishim, they never became usher. That's what the Taz is saying. Okay, just one or two other horrors here, and we'll have to finish up with what's considered the horror of tomorrow. Let's skip the next one is talking about the chaticha nazar of Asharis. All right, the shachet sukkot vav, right? Who adin leina ben yomo b'makunach? That's with the other shita in the Shulchan Aruch there. Where was it now? That's what the. Yeah, that was the first part. He says, some say, so the Shach says, caught involved, yeah. The Mishum de Chorfei, the son of Mechai, like that, again, that was the Machokos Rishon we had earlier, the beginning of the Shir. So the sharpness makes it Shvach, even after 24 hours. And Mechain Das, Kolachon, Mechain Nogin, Omash, Ein Chilik, Ben Yomo, Ein Ben Yomo, Benagil, Hach, Mechol, Milik, Kimo, Ben Yomo. So bottom line, in that Machokos Rishon we had before, the Shach here is telling us, that we're Machmir, and we say, no, just like the Kula of not Barnat doesn't apply to the Recharf, and even the fact that it's cold doesn't make a difference. So too the kula of Enam and Yom doesn't apply to the Recharf. Either he says that's how he paskin. Okay, even in the Lokomos, of course, some will disagree that Enam and Yom also Yeshua Kunat doesn't agree. Okay, but Miu Vada Bisharidvarm Shainam Kharifim, but other things, cucumbers under Nacharif, then the knife's gonna make any other kli. Shu Enam and Yom, who knock him mutter. In other words, the knife isn't an issue by itself, it's only with the Dover Kharif that it's a problem. Right? And as far as the next shock, and Sigon Zion says you need shishim, we'll get to it, but sock and touch. You don't know how much it touched, and so on. Okay. To finish off the Ramah, let's read the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, back in number. Where's the Shulchan Aruch? Here in Sifala. The Ramah adds, 27. Bim ha-chotchan dak, tzorach l'shar k'neged tzolotzol. If you cut it very small, then you got to measure against the whole thing. Okay? It was cut very small. Just a moment. And V'yesh Omrim, the Ramo writes, V'yesh Omrim shim chotach tznon b'sakin shal isa kula osar, v'chein chot m'shach rabosa osar kula b'chol, v'chein ogin l'chadchila, Aber die Eved ein lasser Rack kene Tila. Bechol zeim chotam is on atzma. Chotam yarchi alatzlon ein loch, which for different vegetables okay. And if there's a suffix, as in Lakula. Okay, so you can read the rest of the year. I just want to read the last. And also, Kelim here, the Taz. So Zion writes, Yesh omish mi chotam zon, afil lo chotam dak dak. And that's the Rashba. Okay, who has that chumra. Bechol gav the mispasha tamasak in the cholatzlon. Kobe kurcha chultas with Gemara. So we're choshish that Ramon says some lechatchila, and it's Yikot and Yud. The Shach says we're that's the minig. Bein b'sak and shalboser, bein b'sak and shalvicham. Noge lechatchila lesser kulo. Okay, we answer the whole thing. But the Eved, bein if it was already cooked, so then it's only kedei netila. All right, the Kivir quotes also disagree. We'll leave it at that. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Bez Hashem tomorrow. Did I email you the second? I only sent one also. So I'll give you the hard copies in the morning. Mark, oh, I'm.